Church, please remain standing as we go into a time of scripture reading. Today's scripture reading is taken from Malachi chapter 3, 6 to 12. Verse 6 reads, I, the Lord, do not change, so you, the descendants of Jacob, are not destroyed. Ever since the time of your ancestors, you have turned away from my decrees and have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord Almighty. But you ask, how are we to return? Were a mere mortal rob God, yet you rob me. But you ask, how are we robbing you in tithes and offerings? You are under a curse, your whole nation, because you are robbing me. Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, and there may be food in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that there will be no room enough to store it. I will prevent pests from devouring your crops, and the vines in your fields will not drop their fruits before it is ripe, says the Lord Almighty. Then all the nations will call you blessed, for yours will be a delightful land, says the Lord Almighty. This is the word of God. Church, please be seated. Today we are very happy to invite Reverend Lim to share with us the word on the faith of offering, and we will also invite Brother Daniel for the translation.
Shalom, brothers and sisters.
来临的星期六就是农历新年了。
So it's the Lunar New Year coming Saturday.
在这里要祝贺大家新春蒙福，主恩满意。
So Reverend would like to wish everybody to be full of blessings and grace.
黄牧师知道大家已经拿了花红，也就快要拿红包了，所以今天叫我讲奉献的信心。
So Pastor Wesley knows that everybody has got their bonus and will be getting their red packet soon. So have invited Reverend to talk to everyone about this message.
有四个基督徒啊，他们在讲奉献的事。
So there were four Christians who were discussing about offering.
第一个就说，我奉献是把钱呐抛在空中。
So one said that I will throw the money into the air.
然后呢，我用手去抓到的，我就拿去奉献。
And whatever I can catch with my hands, I will use for offering.
第二个就是说，我是在地上画一个大的圆圈。So
the second one said, I'll draw a circle on the floor.
然后我把钱丢在空中。And
he threw the money into the air.
落在圆圈里面的是我的，外面的我去拿去奉献。So
whatever drops in the circle will be mine, and whatever's outside will be for the offering.
第三个说，我刚刚好相反，我是在地上画一个小圆圈。So
the third person said, I'm the opposite. I also draw a circle on the floor.
落在圆圈里面的我就去奉献，外面的是我的。
But whatever is inside the circle, I'll use for offering. But whatever is outside will be mine.
第四个就是说，我是很直接的，我把钱抛在空中。So
the last one said, I'm very straightforward, and I just throw the money into the air.
然后我对上帝说，亲爱的上帝，你要多少，你自己拿，掉下来的就是我的。And
after that, I said, God, take whatever you want, and whatever drops will be mine.
你是怎么奉献的呢？
So how then do you go about your offering?
今天我们要从旧约的最后一本书，叫做《马拉基书》，来思想有关于十分之一奉献的真理。So
let us reflect on the truth of tithing through the last book in the Old Testament, Malachi.
这个马拉基，他是在以色列人从被掳之地，就是从巴比伦回到耶路撒冷之后。 在以色列人当中做先知。So
Malachi is a prophet for the Israelites after they returned to Jerusalem from exile in Babylon.
那么他是在这个哈该还有撒迦利亚这两个先知之后，他做先知。So
he is a prophet after Haggai and Zechariah.
那么先知就是要把上帝的话告诉以色列人。So
the role of the prophet is to relay God's words to the Israelites.
那么当时候呢，以色列人呐，他们已经重建了圣殿，还有他们的圣城。So
by then they had already rebuilt the temple and the holy city.
那么也在这个尼希米还有以斯拉他们的带领之下，恢复了所谓圣殿的这个敬拜。And
they have also restored temple worship under the leadership of Nehemiah and Ezra.
当尼希米呢，他担任犹太地的省长，他的任期满了之后，他就回去巴比伦。
So after Nehemiah finished his term as the governor, he returned to Babylon.
那么他走了之后，以色列人就开始做出一些得罪上帝的事情。
So after he left, the Israelites started to sin against God.
所以呢，上帝就兴起这个马拉基先知来责备他们。
And so he rose Malachi up to warn them.
那么如果你看马拉基书记载了呢，以上帝跟以色列人他们之间有六个回合的那种辩论。
So the book of Malachi records 6 rounds of debates between God and the Israelites.
今天我们就看第五个回合，就是辩论有关于十亿奉献的这个问题。
So today we look at the 5th, which is about tithing.
为什么上帝要以色列人实行十亿的奉献呢？
So why did God want the Israelites to tithe?
这里告诉我们，第一，奉献是一种顺服的表现。
So the first one tells us that offering is a submissive response.
今天的讲题虽然是奉献的信心，但是我更加喜欢认为说，奉献不单单是信心，它更是一种顺服的表现。
So although today's topic is about offering faith, Reverend believes that offering is a submissive response.
所以不是说我没有信心，我就不要奉献。而是一种顺服的表现。
Not to say that if you don't have faith, you don't tithe, but it's a submissive response.
这个第六节那边我们看到这个马拉基他告诉以色列人，他说：“万军之耶和华说，因我耶和华是不改变的，所以你们雅各之子没有灭亡。”
So verse 6, I the Lord do not change, so you all descendants of Jacob are not destroyed.
所以首先马拉基他要以色列人知道说，这位耶和华他是不改变的。
So Malachi wants them to know that the Lord is unchanging.
他是值得我们去信靠的。
And he is trustworthy.
而这个雅各之子呢，他是要表明这位上帝他是守约的上帝。
And so this descendants of Jacob shows that he is the God who honors the covenant.
虽然以色列人失约了，但是上帝仍然守住他跟以色列人所立的约。
And although the Israelites have broken the covenant, yet this God is still faithful to it.
那么第七节呢？这位不改变、这位守约的上帝，他就责备以色列人。
And so in verse 7, this unchanging God scolds them.
他说：“万军之耶和华说，从你们列祖的日子以来，你们常常偏离我的典章而不遵守。”
Ever since the time of our forefathers, you have turned away from my decrees and have not kept them.
从哪一些事情可以看出以色列人他们偏离了上帝的典章而不遵守呢？
So from what can we tell that these Israelites have strayed from God's commands?
所以第八节就说，人岂可夺取上帝之物呢？你们竟夺取我的供物，就是你们在当纳的十分之一和当献的供物上。
So in verse 8, will a man rob God, yet you rob me in tithes and offerings?
所以马拉基呢，他在这里用十亿奉献为一个例子，指出以色列人他们没有遵守上帝的典章。
So Malachi used tithing as an example and points out that the Israelites did not follow God's decrees.
开始的时候可能是小部分的人没有奉献，但逐渐的就全国的人都不奉献了。
So in the beginning it might have been just a handful of people who did not tithe, but slowly became the whole nation who did not do it.
所以第九节呢，我们看到上帝就说，因为你们通国的人、全国的人都夺取我的供物，结果咒诅就临到你们的身上。
So, in verse 9, you are under a curse, the whole nation of you, because you are robbing me.
这个咒诅是什么呢？
So, what is this curse?
就是他们没有好的收成，会导致他们的生活很困苦。
So, they were not to have a good harvest, and therefore their lives would be very difficult.
这一切都是因为他们没有遵守、没有顺服上帝的这个典章的一种的表现。
So all this is a result because they did not follow and submit to God's decrees.
弟兄姐妹，十亿奉献既然是上帝的吩咐，我们没有去实行，这就是不顺服的表现。
So brothers and sisters, since tithing is God's commandment, if you don't do it, then you are not submitting.
我们也得不到上帝的祝福。
And you will not get God's blessings either.
假如我们整个教会都像以色列人全国一样 都不实行十亿奉献，圣经说我们就会面对咒诅了。
So if the whole church was like the Israelites and do not tithe, then we would be cursed.
所以不是牧师们、长职们才需要十亿奉献。
So it's not only the pastors and deacons that need to tithe.
不是那些赚很多钱的人才需要十亿奉献。
Nor is it those that earns a lot.
而是每一个弟兄姐妹都要十亿奉献。
But each and every brother and sister has to tithe.
我相信我们都知道钱很重要。
We all know that money is important.
就好像我们华文常常说，钱虽然不是万能，但没有钱却是万万不能。
And we often say, although money isn't all powerful, but without money, nothing is possible.
是的，钱真的很重要啊。
So yes, money is important.
如果你说不重要，可以给我。所以呢，我们有没有实行十亿奉献，就可以看出。上帝在我们的心中是不是比钱更重要？
So whether we tithe or not, we can tell what is God's position in our hearts compared to money.
也可以看出我们对上帝是不是有真的顺服的表现。
And can also tell whether we submit to him or not.
主耶稣他在马太福音6:20，他劝我们说：“你要积攒财宝在天上。”
So Jesus advises us in Matthew 6:20, store up for yourselves treasures in heaven.
他说因为你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在那里。
Verse 21, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
那么在24节他说，你们不能够又侍奉上帝又侍奉马门，就是财力的意思。
So verse 24, you cannot serve both God and money.
假如我们连上帝规定那最基本的十分之一都不肯顺服的话，
So if you don't even follow the most basic command of tithing,
相信我们就谈不上要怎么样将自己完全奉献给上帝使用，也谈不上我要怎么样很忠心很热心的来侍奉主了。
Then we cannot talk about wholly offering ourselves up for God to use or about our passion for him.
所以马拉基书3:7，上帝就劝以色列人说，现在你们要转向我，我就转向你们。
So Malachi 3:7, return to me and I'll return to you.
如果我们还没有实行十一的奉献，我们要悔改，转向上帝。
So if you are currently not tithing, then we should return back to him.
这里他提到我们要先转向上帝，那么上帝就会转向我们。
So this verse mentions that we return to God, and then God will return to us.
因为不是上帝先对不起我们。
Because it is not God that let us down first.
所以我们不可以说啊，等上帝他祝福我啊，我祝福我很多很多，我才来实行十一奉献。
So we cannot say that after God has blessed me, then I will tithe.
我们要先顺服，先实行十一的奉献。就能得到上帝的祝福。
We should submit and tithe, then we will be blessed.
我看过一本书，他讲到有一个人，有一天他看见一个很可怜的乞丐。
So Reverend read a book before mentioning someone who have seen a pitiful beggar.
他就打开他的钱包，想要给乞丐一些的钱。
And wanted to donate some money to the beggar.
他的钱包里面只剩下7块钱，所以他就拿了6块钱给那个乞丐。
So this person had $7, and so he gave $6 to the beggar.
这个乞丐看见了，心里就想：为什么只给我6块钱？为什么不把全部的7块都给我
？So after the beggar saw this, he thought, "Why do you only give me $6? Why not the whole $7?"
所以这个乞丐就偷偷的跟着他，趁这个人不注意，把那一块钱也偷了过来。
And so the beggar suddenly followed him and took the remaining $1.
所以当我看到这里的时候，哇，心里面很生气哦。
So when Reverend saw this, he was very angry.
这个乞丐太过分了。
So this beggar is too much.
已经给了你六块钱，你还不满足啊。
So he is not satisfied even after being given $6.
我就继续的看这本书。
So as he continued to read on,
他就说我们呢就像这个乞丐一样。
So the book says that we are just like the beggars.
上帝给了我们6天的时间。
So God gave us 6 days of time.
第7天，他要我们留下来，让我们来敬拜他。
And left the remaining 7 days for us to worship him.
但是我们连第七天也偷过来自己用。
But we wanted to steal this 7th day even for ourselves.
弟兄姐妹在奉献的方面也是这样。
So brothers and sisters, tithing is the same.
上帝给了我们九块钱，留一块给他的教会。
So God has given us $9 and the remaining $1 for the church.
我们是不是也连这一块也要拿过来自己用呢
？So do we take away even this $1 for ourselves?
奉献是顺服的表现。
So offering is therefore a submissive response.
第二，我们说奉献是一种蒙福的尝试。
So offering is a taste of blessing.
为了要鼓励以色列人能够实行十一的奉献。
So to encourage the Israelites to tithe.
第十节告诉上帝给了他们一个很宝贵的应许。
So in verse 10, God gave them a very precious promise.
这里万军之耶和华说，你们要将当纳的十分之一全然送入仓库，使我的家有粮。
Verse 10, bring the whole tithe into the storehouse that there may be food in my house.
以此试试我，是否为你们敞开天上的窗户，倾福于你们，甚至无处可容啊。
Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates and pour out so much blessing that you will not have room enough for it.
上帝要怎么样倾覆给他们呢
？So how did God bless them?
第十一节就说，万军之耶和华说，我必为你们斥责蝗虫，不容它毁坏你们的土产。你们田间的葡萄树在未熟以前也不掉果子。
So verse 11, I will prevent pests from devouring your crops, and the vines in your fields will not cast their fruit, says the Lord Almighty.
所以以色列人如果要得到这样的福气啊，
So if the Israelites want to get this blessing,
他们就要实行十一的奉献。
Then they will need to tithe.
怎么样去实行呢
？So how so?
圣经就说了啊，你们要将当纳的十分之一全然的送入仓库，使我的家有粮。
So they need to bring the whole tithe to the storehouse so that there will be food in his house.
啊，在这里特别华文的翻译就是提醒我们，十分之一叫做当纳的，就是应该要给的啊。
So this reminder is to tell us that in the Chinese version it says that we have to do this.
以色列人呢，他们每年呢都要献上十分之一的奉献。
So the Israelites have to tithe 10% every year.
而每三年要献上另一个十分之一。
And every 3 years they do offer up another 10%.
在这个西西家做王的时候呢，他在圣殿建了一个仓库来收这些十一的奉献。
So when Hezekiah became king, he constructed a storehouse to store these tithings.
这些奉献主要就是要供给祭司还有利未人他们的生活的需要。
And it was to provide for the priests and the Levites.
那么也是要购买圣殿里边要用的这些用品。
And also buy necessities for the temple.
所以以色列人如果不肯奉献，祭司和利未人他们的生活就会有问题。
So if the Israelites do not tithe, then the life of the priests and the Levites will have difficulty.
他们也没有钱来购买圣殿所需要的东西。
And they will also be unable to buy necessities for the temple.
这样呢，就会影响以色列人的敬拜的生活。
And so the religious lives of the Israelites will be greatly affected.
今天我们也要把每个月收入的十分之一全部的奉献给教会，让上帝的家有粮。
So today we also have to tithe 10% of our monthly earnings to the church so that the Lord's house will have green.
有些人可能会问说，十亿奉献到底是我的薪水的全部的十分之一，还是我 take home 拿回家的那个十分之一呢？
So some people might ask, tithing is it 10% of my gross salary or 10% of my take home pay?
我个人的看法是你的薪水的十分之一。
So Reverend's view is it's 10% of a gross salary.
因为你的 CPF, 你的公积金也是属于你收入的一部分。
Because CPF is also a part of a salary.
所以如果你现在不给 CPF, 到以后你拿 CPF 出来的时候，你也要奉献了。
So next time, if you're not taking CPF now, next time when you get it, then you also have to tithe as well.
那另外一个问题就问了，他说我可以不可以把十亿奉献呢分开来？给教会一部分，给福音机构一部分呢
？So another question is, can I split this tithing between the church and other Christian organizations?
我的看法是，应当全部归入教会。
So Reverend's view is that you should wholly give this to the church.
所以一个正确的方法应该是，弟兄姐妹们把你们的十分之一给教会，然后教会就有钱就去帮助这些福音机构。
So the right way is to tithe to church, and then it's up to the church to support these organizations.
那第三个问题是， 我可以不可以把我的十分之一、分开说、除了十分之一这笔钱有一部分拿来做建堂，有一部分拿去做宣教呢？
So the third question is, can I take this portion of this 10% for building or mission fund?
我的看法是不可以。
So his perspective is no.
因为建堂宣教应该是在十分之一之外的奉献。
So all this should be separate from the usual 10% tithing.
我们看到刚才圣经第八节讲到以色列人，他们除了没有奉献当纳的十分之一，他们也没有献上应当献的供物，就是感恩祭啊、平安祭等等。
So in verse 8, we see that the Israelites did not offer up their tithing, nor did they offer up sacrifices and offerings as they should.
所以那些献祭是在十分之一以外的奉献。
So all these are separate from the tithing.
所以我们认为建堂啊、宣教啊，就是十分之一以外的奉献。
So building a mission fund should be set apart from this tithing.
当我们愿意去尝试做十亿奉献的时候，
When we willingly tithe,
圣经就上帝就应许说他会敞开天上的窗户，然后倾福于我们，甚至无处可容。
So when we willingly tithe, God's promises will open up heavenly gates and bless us so much that there will not be enough room to store it.
所以我们看到奉献，那就是一种蒙福的一种尝试。
So this is a taste of blessing.
所以这里再一次提醒我们，不是等到上帝祝福我了，我才实行十亿奉献。
So this is to remind us not to tithe only after we have been blessed.
是我们顺服实行十亿奉献，我们就得到上帝的祝福。
But through tithing, we will be blessed.
对当时候的以色列人来讲，有这个好的收成啊，就是一种祝福了。
So for the Israelites then, a good harvest is a blessing.
这样他们的生活就可以过得很好。
And their lives will be well after that.
所以上帝说，我不容许蝗虫来毁坏他们的土产，不让他们田间的葡萄树在未熟以前就掉果子。
So through God preventing pests from devouring their crops and the vines in their fields will not drop their fruit.
所以对当时候的以色列人，这个就是最好的祝福了。
So to them, this is the best blessing.
所以弟兄姐妹，今天我们上帝也不是说，上帝也在那边等待，要祝福我们每一个人。
So brothers and sisters, today God is waiting to bless us.
他在等待我们都愿意去实行十亿奉献。
He is waiting for us to be willing to tithe.
我们看到以色列人因为不肯奉献十分之一，结果他们得不到上帝的祝福。
So because the Israelites were not willing to tithe, they were not able to receive his blessings.
而且他们的损失肯定不止十分之一。
And what they lost was definitely more than 10%.
所以这段经文的意思也不是说如果我奉献十分之二，奉献十分之三，这样我会不会得到上帝更多更多的祝福啊？
The meaning of this passage is also not to say if you tithe 20 or even 30%, then God will definitely bless me much more.
奉献不是一种跟上帝做生意，不是这种交易，而是顺服上帝的表现。
So tithing is not a transaction with God, but a submissive response.
主耶稣他在路加福音在那里跟犹太人谈到纳税的问题的时候，他说是上帝的物，就应当要归给上帝。
So when Jesus was talking about paying taxes in Luke 20:25, he said, "Give back to God what is God's."
求主让我们都愿意实行十一的奉献。
May God help us be willing to tithe.
我们要用这个来所谓的试试上帝是否照他所应许的，敞开天上的窗户，倾覆给我们。
And to test whether it's true, if He will open the floodgates of heaven and bless us.
我用自己。这些年来我都有实行十分之一的这个经历来向你保证这个应许是真的是可信的。
So Reverend can guarantee you based on his tithing experience that all these years that this is definitely trustworthy.
一次有一个人他去拜访他的一个朋友。
So there was this person who went to visit his friend.
就带了一盒的朱古力的糖去给这个朋友的孩子。
So he brought a box of chocolates for the friend's child.
这个孩子拿了就到厨房，一下子出来，满脸满手都是朱古力。
So after this child brought it to the kitchen, he returned a while later with his hands stained with chocolate.
后来这个人又去探访另外一个朋友。
So afterwards, he visited another friend.
也带了一盒的朱古力糖去给那个朋友的孩子。
And likewise, he gave a box of chocolates to the child.
这个孩子呢，他就先打开这盒的朱古力，然后拿了一块去给这个给他的人吃。
So this child opened the box and offered one to this person.
这个人就说不要不要，这是送给你的。
So the person said, no, this is for you.
这个孩子就说我知道，但是我要请你吃第一块。
But the child said, I know, but I want to offer the first one to you.
如果你是这个人，哪一个孩子会让你留下好的印象呢？
So if you were this person, which child would leave the better impression?
你觉得哪一个孩子有可能会得到第二盒的朱古力呢？
So which child is more likely to get a second box of chocolates?
在生命记提醒我们说，你要纪念耶和华你的上帝，因为你得到获财的力量啊，是他给你的，唯要坚定他向你列祖启示所立的约。
So in Deuteronomy 8 verse 8, but remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the ability to produce wealth and so confirms his covenant which he swore to your forefathers.
十亿的奉献就是我们给上帝那第一粒的朱古力。
And so this tithing is our first chocolate that we offer to God.
因为今天呢，我们所得到所有的一切都是上帝赐给我们的。
Because all that we have today is from him.
第三，我们要说奉献它是一个美好的见证。
And so the third one is offering is a good testimony.
假如以色列人都愿意去实行十亿奉献。
So if all the Israelites were willing to tithe,
第十二节就说，万军之耶和华说，万国必称你们为有福的，因为你们的地必成为喜乐之地。
So in verse 12, then all the nations will call you blessed, for yours will be a delightful land, says the Lord Almighty.
当以色列人得到上帝的祝福之后，万国都会很羡慕他们，哇，你看他们的收成这么好，就称他们是有福的。
So when they have been blessed, all nations will be envious of them and call them blessed.
这样呢，以色列人就能够在万国的当中呢，留下一个很美好的见证。
And in this way, the Israelites will become good testimonies among the nations.
假如我们要看到爱加贝堂啊，能够在这个社会上留下美好的见证，那我们就应该要实行十一的奉献。
So if you want Agape to leave a good impression within the community, then we should also tithe.
这样别人才会看见说，我们是怎么样得到上帝的祝福的，他们就把荣耀归给上帝。
So that others can see how we have been blessed, and then they would glorify God.
所以我们看到实行十一奉献，不单单是我们个人能够得到上帝的祝福，也带给我们的教会有美好的见证。
So tithing is not just to bless ourselves, but it can also be a good testimony for the church.
根据去年的统计啊，我们爱加贝堂呢的崇拜大概有平均有300个人。
So according to last year's numbers, Agape had 300 members last year.
那如果我们以每一个人平均一个月是2000块钱的收入来计算。
So if we each earn $2,000.
有些人多了，有些人可能没有或者比较少，平均大概是2000块钱一个人。
So if on average $2,000 for each person.
那么呢，300个人乘上这个2000的十分之一，就是200，我们每一个月的十亿奉献应该要有60,000块钱。
And so if the tithing total will be $60,000.
Straightforward. 我不知道我们目前的财政情况怎么样，但是我相信我们应该都有进步的空间。
So Reverend doesn't know the current finances, but he believes that there is still room for improvement.
请问你有实行十亿奉献吗？
So are you tithing today?
十亿奉献是一种顺服的表现，是蒙福的尝试，更是一个美好的见证。
So tithing is a submissive response, it is a taste of blessings, and as well as a good testimony.
无论是从上帝的命令或者上帝的祝福，我们都应该要有十亿奉献。
So regardless of whether it's a commandment from God or a blessing from Him, we must tithe.
无论是从我们的需要或者从我们应该有的见证，我们应该要有十亿的奉献。
No matter whether it's our needs or as a testimony, we must tithe.
有一次有两个基督徒他们在讲话。
So there were two Christians who were conversing.
一个就说，为什么我们的教会一直要求我们有十亿奉献，一直讲钱钱钱。
So why does our church keep asking us to tithe?
另外一个就回答他。
So the other answered.
他说很久以前，我的太太啊，为我生了一个男孩子。
So long ago, my wife gave birth to my boy.
这个孩子一出世呢，就花掉我们啊不少的钱呢。
So when he was born, he spent a lot of money.
买衣服给他，买玩具给他。
So spend on clothes and toys.
后来他上学了，他的花费也就增加了。
And when he started schooling, the spending increased.
以后他读了大学，又交了女朋友，哇，花的钱更多了。
And when he entered university and got into a relationship, the spending increased even further.
但是就在他大学的最后一年，他突然生病，他就死了。
So in the final year of university, he passed away from illness.
葬礼之后，他再也没有花我们一分钱了。
And after the funeral, he did not incur any spending from us anymore.
他就说，弟兄，如果可以选择的话，你认为我们夫妇宁愿孩子活着继续花我们的钱，还是他死了我们不必花钱呢？
So brother, if there was a choice, do you think we would have preferred our child to be alive and to continue spending our money, or to pass away and we no longer have to spend anymore?
他就说，教会如果啊要继续的存在，就一定会有花费的。
If the church has to continue to exist, then there will definitely be expenses.
如果因为经费不够，教会关门的话，到那个时候也不需要我们的一分钱了。
If finances were not enough and the church has to close, then it will not need any amount from us anymore.
对他说，为了我们的教会，我是很乐意献上我的金钱。
So for the church, I gladly offer up my money.
我要献上我的祷告，献上我的一切。
My prayer and everything that I have.
我盼望这位弟兄他的看见也成为你对爱加贝堂的看见。
So may this brother's perspective be yours as well for Agape.
在最后，让我们再回到这节圣经说，愿主因着你愿意实行十亿的奉献，他就敞开天上的窗户，倾福于你，甚至于无处可容。
Lastly, may God see your tithing and open the floodgates of heaven and bless you such that there will not be enough room to hold all.
让我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray.
我们恳求天父，你将你的话放在我们众人的心里，免得。
Dearly Father, may your words remain in our hearts.
免得我们得罪你。
So that we do not sin against you.
让我们都愿意去实行十一的奉献。
May we be willing to tithe.
叫我们的教会蒙上帝来祝福。
So that our church can be blessed.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.